Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
She said she's going to be exasperated today on live TV.
No, Rachel, it's been an exasperating morning, day.
It's 4 p.m.
Okay. It's been a long day.
And apparently this pre-recorded and edited podcast is live TV.
It's live to us right now, Rachel.
Yeah.
To me, it's live.
Okay. Happy Memorial Day, Mom.
Happy Memorial Day, Rachel.
Also, a happy Greek Pride Day.
All right.
Happy National Brown Baguette Day.
Ooh, brown bag lunches are good.
You know what? What? Is there an airplane flying over your house?
No, there was a car. You need these canceling your phones, Rachel.
I have them. They're on my head.
The exact... But now I can hear that.
Because your mic picked it up. How did I hear it? It's on your end.
It's been a day.
It's been an exasperated day here on live TV.
Good grief.
It's also Tap Dance Day.
Yes.
Do you know how to tap dance? I feel like that's something you would know how to do.
I took lessons as a little kid, but shuffle, ball, change. Shuffle, ball, change. That's all I know.
I know that phrase because Colleen says it as she's tap dancing. It's also National Wine Day.
Not a fan of wine.
Neither am I. I'm not a fan of alcohol in general, really.
I'm not either anymore, at all.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. People, I think, hype it up a little too much there.
I think so. In moderation, people.
In moderation, but also it doesn't taste good. Alcohol doesn't taste good. I don't know what people are lying about. It's if you mix it into a drink, the drink can taste good, but then if you add too much alcohol, you ruin it because alcohol sucks. Okay. Well, I was in charge of the days today, so that's all there is, and I have no in-depth knowledge of anything else.
All right.
So, you want to move on to the news?
Yes. The news of the day is Cinderella barfed all over my carpet.
That's what's happening in my mom's world. Her dog vomited everywhere.
Everywhere. But silver lining.
She got to use that upholstery cleaner that I bought her.
And it worked great.
What was that present for? Our 100th episode? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
And you told me it was for the couch to clean your dog off. But your dog hasn't been here in 100 years.
So now she's just using it for vomit instead.
On the carpet, spot clean.
I used my upholstery cleaner yesterday and a few days before that. Yeah, got everything nice and clean. In other news, I launched new merch. And
yes!
Burped. And there is an All Things Internet t-shirt.
Why do I not have one?
Because I haven't gotten it for you yet. So you just have to text me what size you want, and then I'll get it for you.
My size.
I. Correct. I need your size.
Well, it depends on how they run. We'll discuss it later.
Well, here, I'll tell you how they run, because other people have been asking me. In my pictures, I'm wearing a medium. They're very long.
Oh, good. They'll cover my fan Danny.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm wearing a medium in mine, and they're pretty freaking long, because I'm tall, and it goes down pretty far. And my hoodie is also a medium. I had a couple people being like, what size are you wearing? Because buying things online is never fun, clothing wise.
Yeah, it's hard.
You don't know what size to get. So I'm wearing a medium and the hoodie and the t-shirt. And they fit well and they're long, which is nice.
Okay.
But yeah, so All Things Internet t-shirt, you can go to my Instagram bio or the pinned tweet on my Twitter. There's a link to it, or you can just type in Fanjoy Rachel Ballinger into your web browser and it's the first thing that comes up. So they will be available for, I think, 6 weeks. And then,
and what are the sizes, Rachel? Small, medium, large, extra large?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
People ask me all these questions as if I like know the ins and outs of Fanjoy. They're like, how much is shipping to Australia? And I'm like, I don't know any of this. I sent them designs that said, put them on this color of this. And that's pretty much how it goes. People, I'm not that in depth with it. Like, there are YouTubers who are, like, James Charles launched his own merch company. So he'll know all the ins and outs of everything. But YouTubers, we just kind of like send designs or work. Are you trying to get Trent's attention?
You closing the window?
Okay.
Hot in here.
Okay. So yeah, I don't know that much, but I made the designs myself and I sent them in. So there you go.
Very excited.
Thank you.
I hope to be wearing one next week.
Okay. The shipping might take a lot longer than that because shipping is a slow. We're in the middle of a pandemic, mother.
Okay.
Okay. So remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about the dude who played Jim from The Office. I'm referring to him.
Yes.
Like that for your brain. Name is John Krasinski.
Yes.
I've never said his last name before. Anyway, he created a little YouTube show called Some Good News or whatever it is. And we just talked about it because I remember us growing up, my dad made up the Good News News and we reported as children. Anyway, so he made this little YouTube thing and it was just him in his office by himself talking about good news that he saw. And like, you know, it was a little feel good thing. Well, he sold it to CBS, but he will no longer be the host. And everyone just went, wait,
what? I thought he was the draw.
Yeah.
He was what drew it in.
The whole essence of the thing is he was just kind of fumbling around and it was a cute little homemade thing in his office.
Yeah,
during
that's
a
refreshing.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he sold it to CBS and apparently he's had some good news trademarked since February. That's what I read. I don't know if that's 100% true. So I don't know if this was something he had planned for a while and like it just happened to like line up with when a pandemic happened. But everyone is kind of like, this is weird. Like any CBS could have just made a segment. And they didn't have to like buy it from, I don't know. Everyone's like, well, he's busy. He doesn't have time to do this. I'm like, no one thought he was going to be doing this the rest of his life. This was very much, we're just in the middle of a pandemic. Let's, you know, have some funny things to watch. I don't know. The whole thing was weird because he's the draw. I don't get it. And it's like, it's just another news segment now. It's just another like everything else in the world. Yeah. But here is some actual good news. I hope I don't get trademark infringed because I said that. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande released a new song called Rain On Me, and it's a bop.
Yeah.
It's a good one. My sister made a little TikTok dance to it. I saw that. As well.
Should I do that dance?
Oh, if you think you're not doing TikTok dances with me and Colleen when you come to LA... You're sadly mistaken.
Okay, and you're sadly mistaken calling it me dancing.
Oh, you will shake that groove thing, Mom. Hey, you know how to do the Miranda.
Yeah.
Okay. She's dancing. For those listening, she's dancing.
Oh, my goodness.
In other good news, the singer Sia adopted two teenage boys that were about to age out of foster care.
Nice.
Which is some great news. Has nothing to do with the internet, but I saw it on the internet. Okay, there was a trend going around Twitter called the kids say the darndest things in Zoom class. And this was my favorite thing overheard by a parent. Because I've literally said this, and this was to a kindergarten class. The teacher says, okay, class, what's 14 plus 1? And a kid screamed, I don't have enough fingers for that. Same kid. I definitely do that. I count on my fingers all the time. It's just double checking.
Yeah.
Why not? Who cares? In other Twitter news, Twitter is trying out a new feature that lets you decide who can reply to your tweets. It just kind of seems weird to me. Like, I don't know. Oh, Cinderella's barking. But so what you can do, they're testing it out right now. And if they choose you as one of the people that can test it, you can decide if you want replies from everybody, only people you follow, or only people you're tagged in. I just feel like this is going to start drama. People are just going to say things that are not good and not have consequences, basically. Because freedom of speech exists in America, but you're not free from consequences of those words. But now it's just kind of limp. I don't know. But you can still quote tweet. So you can still interact with it.
Okay, here's a question, Miss Internet Girl. Can you block? Nope, that's the wrong word. If you tweet something, can you make it so no one can comment like you can on?
Yeah. If you're chosen for this
testing. I mean in real life now.
No, you can't. So that's what
there's like YouTube, you can have no comments.
Yeah, on YouTube and Instagram, you can disable comments.
Yes.
And TikTok does that as well. No, because Twitter was I think it's going to change Twitter a lot.
Kind of mean. So maybe it's
Twitter's pretty toxic.
So maybe there should be a no reply.
I don't know. I think Twitter's fading out. It's not the best place in the world anymore. But
it's not Twitter's fault. It's the people on Twitter's fault.
Yeah. So maybe this is them trying to get rid of that toxicity. That toxicativity.
Toxicity.
Yeah, that's the word. YouTube, in YouTube news, YouTube is launching a new feature that is a bedtime reminder. So if you're someone that watches YouTube late in the night, you can go to settings and say, like, okay, 2 a.m., remind me to go to bed. And you can set it so it can interrupt you in the middle of a video or wait till that video that you're watching is done. You can also snooze it or dismiss it. I see no downside. I think it's pretty good.
Although, I'm not liking when TikTok says, hey, you've been on here long enough. Time to stand up.
I have never gotten that. Mom, how long are you on TikTok for? Holy goodness gracious. What the butt?
Not that long.
No, that's false because there was TikTok one morning. Reminds you.
Some dude pops up and he's like.
I've never gotten that a day in my life. No. Is it a setting?
I didn't do any settings. You know me.
I don't know what you did. That, well, okay then.
That's news. I have a TikTok video.
My mom posted her first TikTok video and it's just her chickens running out the gate.
It's not and into just. The yard.
I'm sorry. It is
chickens. My chickens.
It is running. Chickens running.
I don't know why they get so excited. They have a huge yard all to themselves already.
It's something new. It's like my dogs when they get to go for a walk. It's exciting. They get to go out of the house. Even though they have quite a big house and a huge yard to run around, they still get excited for the walk.
Hey, we have exciting news. Galit is going to open up their drive-in theater. It's been closed for years and years and years and years.
There's I thought a it was chicken open last
on
year.
My patio.
There's a chicken on your patio? Is there supposed to be a chicken on your patio?
No, they're supposed to stay on the grass.
Oh, I thought you meant like an escape the coop.
And I was no, like, that happened last week.
Yeah. My mom had a chicken incident last week. All is alive.
She is alive. She has a very She doesn't have any tail feathers anymore. I think she has one.
Hey, just holding on to that one. It's like those guys that don't want to have like a bald spot in the middle of their head, so they do the comb over and they just got that one hair left.
Got one little tail feather.
Holding on to it.
Yep.
All right. Jeffree Star. Mm-hmm. We've talked about him. You know his existence. He released a new palette, and he called it Cremated. I saw this. I thought nothing of it. That's kind of his image. It's just like, okay, whatever. And then I saw that people were very upset that he would name it Cremated in the middle of a pandemic. And like bodies are being, people are dying and people are being cremated right now. And they're like, it's so insensitive, blah, blah, blah. And I have to say, this was just probably bad timing. And also, I did not associate the name of his palette with the pandemic at all. I just, and also this, his palate was named, what was it? He had it trademarked in September 2019. Like,
he didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah. And guys,
it would probably not set well with other people too, even if you weren't in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Not as many people, but it's still like a, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's just his brand is like, yeah. He calls everything deceased and cremated and dead, like whatever, like that's kind of his thing.
Right.
But people don't realize he didn't create this palette in the last 2 months.
No.
There's no way. You can't get anything out this fast.
No.
My merch, the two little dinky shirts and hoodie I put out, that's been in the works for months. Like absolute months and months and months. Like that, we don't just like wake up and poof, there it is.
Yeah.
Unless it's Spreadshirt. You can do that on Spreadshirt. But
yeah, but you have to test it.
Well,
you've got to do the colors right. You got to get everything.
Like Colleen's lipsticks when she came out with Daisy Maid Marina. Oh my God, that took years to get that done. It takes a long time to get the stuff done. So I would have, even if I hated Jeffree Star, even if I was like, yeah, you shouldn't have that at all. That's terrible to name it cremated. I still wouldn't have thought it happened within the last 2 months. It's just kind of bad timing, but also at the same time, I don't see much of a correlation because I know that that's how he talks.
Yeah.
So it's not that big a deal to me. Okay. Wow. We went through this new stuff fast. Cause I only have one thing left.
See you next week.
No, we have questions and I'm going to play a game, but there is this TikTok, a TikToker who's a FedEx driver, and I've watched a few of his things, but then I saw the cutest video that he posted. He was holding this like busted, ugly skateboard, and he said as he was driving away from a house, a little boy was chasing him with the skateboard down the street, and so he stopped because a kid is chasing his truck, so he stops, and he goes, "Do you know where Tony Hawk lives? Can you send him this skateboard?"
Aww.
And he was like, and he looked up and his mom was behind him and she kind of nodded and winked like, "Go ahead and play along." And he was like, "Sure, I'll send Tony Hawk this skateboard." He goes, "Okay, tell him it's from Cooper." And he's like, "Okay."
Aww.
And so in his TikTok video, he goes, "I don't know where Tony Hawk lives, so maybe this video will get to him. Tony Hawk, Cooper wants to give you this skateboard. I don't know, bro. Just like, let's just shot in the dark."
That's cute.
And Tony Hawk saw the video,
and
so he sent a video reply back being like, "Show Cooper this video. Here, dude." And he was skateboarding as he's filming. He goes, "Here, I'm going to sign this skateboard, and I'll give this one to you, and I'll get yours. I'm really excited." And so they're actually exchanging skateboards, and I was like,
cute.
Oh, that's so cute. So just some goodness in the world.
That's good.
All right. There is one thing that you guys wanted me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter. And Charlotte wants to talk about the fact that researchers have detected proof that there's a parallel universe. Now, my mom just slightly shook her head, and that is my reaction, where my brain can't compute this. It cannot comprehend it.
How I don't understand. Proof?
Mom, I don't know. I don't speak. I don't speak science. I don't know. But like NASA and researchers and like apparently have some proof that a parallel universe might exist, which people think might explain 2020. Because 2020 is something wrong happened.
Oh, man.
Something's wrong with 2020. So I don't understand parallel universes. I've never really tried to understand them. I would need someone really smart who knew how to speak in really dumb terms for me to understand what was going on.
Layman terms, not dumb terms, Rachel.
No, layman terms don't even work for me, Mom. It's got to be dumb terms. We're talking about a parallel universe. You got to dumb it down as much as possible before I can even start even slightly comprehending it.
Okay.
That's all the news I have. Do you have any news?
The drive-in's opening.
Right. Sorry. God.
I got to use the vacuum cleaner.
And good.
The chicken got into a little fluffle with my dog.
Yeah. And you posted on TikTok.
And I posted on TikTok. And I get to go to LA this week.
Woohoo! Which means I get to see you. We don't get to hug.
No.
But we'll do dinner in Colleen's backyard.
All right. Maybe Did Eric you... can build a hug machine.
No one's building a hug machine, Mom. No one is building a hug machine. I'm not going to hug some plastic with you on the other side. That's not how this works. Okay?
I'll put material on your side. Plastic and the material, and then you stick your arms through it.
Listen, as much as hugs are great, they're not a priority. They're not essential to live.
They are for a mother.
Seeing me in the flesh is
that'll be pretty cool.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to play the game make the noise, where I say something and you have to make the noise.
This. Okay. Well, there was a game I heard of. Oh, I don't know enough to do this one. But you sing a song, a lyrics of a song, and then you stop. And then the other person has to start another song that has that same word in it and continue on.
Oh, that's fun.
Have you heard of that?
No, but I get it. That's really difficult, especially since like I'm really bad at lyrics just to begin with.
Same. So, Colleen would be good at that, right?
Colleen would be great at
Colleen
this.
And Heather, Colleen and John.
Colleen and Todrick.
Todrick, yes. Todrick. That'd be good.
Okay, wait, hold on. I want to try it.
Okay. Do easy songs.
Twinkle, twinkle, little. And then your next line has to start with little?
No. Yes. Oh, darn it. Okay. I wish you were going to say star.
Sorry. Little star.
When you wish upon a star.
No, you have to start with star. You can't go
star
in.
Star makes...
makes no difference who you are. Okay.
What's your game?
I want to play your game more.
Oh.
What? No, you start a song.
Da, da, da. Huh? Now I'm brain.
Just sing a song.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yard? You want me to just sing a song with yard in it? There's no song except that song. And of all the songs to pop into your head, you choose a milkshake? Your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, Mom?
These are my chocolate chip cookies. I don't know.
I don't think there's another song in existence that has yard in it.
Okay. Row, row, row your boat.
Hot. Oh, I know a boat song. Boat. I'm on a boat.
It's hard. We should watch Colleen and somebody else play that.
Okay, I'm going to make Colleen play this.
Yeah.
We have to tell her about it. We'll say, okay, what should we name that song? Song loop. Okay. All right, that was our game for today. We both epically failed. It's not our forte, but I would love to see some musically inclined people try to do that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to some questions. Brady asks, what are some personality traits you notice in Blaze and Snoop that you love? What are some of the biggest differences between them? They're very different dogs. They're exact opposite dogs.
They are.
In every sense of the word. When Blaze sees people or other dogs, excitement overwhelms him and he can't contain it. And Snoop is so chill, like he doesn't care about things. Blaze is a cuddle bug and Snoop doesn't care. They both love food, but they're dogs. I don't know. How would you describe them?
They are very different.
They're very different.
Yeah. Like Blaze can get very hyper and it takes a lot to get him to calm.
It takes a lot to get him to calm down. That's his big issue.
But that's hard. And you're right. Snoop's just like,
There's people here? Oh, okay. That's fine. Like, they're just opposites.
I have a question.
What?
How's your grass growing?
Oh, my goodness. The sprouts have sprouted. Woo! So we're growing more grass. We redid our whole front yard, and the grass is sprouted. It's not filled in yet, so it's just like a bunch of single blades.
I love it.
It looks kind of silly, but... it's growing, and so's the backyard. But Cheyenne asked me how my leak is, and this ties into that.
Yeah.
I have a leak right under the backyard sprinkler system control unit thingy. So we have to keep turning off the water to the sprinklers, but we have to keep turning it back on so that we can water the grass because we're trying to grow grass.
I thought you were going to get that fixed.
Yeah, I tried, but it's Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's true.
So I called my sprinkler guy, the guy that put in my sprinklers. I called him and he didn't answer. And then I called him the next day. And then he finally called me back and he was like, sorry, my granddaughter threw my phone into the pool.
Oh, no.
Okay. Because I just got a new phone, got your voicemail. But he's booked for the next 3 weeks doing installs. And he's like,
oh, wow.
He's like, here's this other company. Try and call them. I left them a voicemail Friday afternoon. And they never called me back. And I was like, oh, I'll just call another company. Like Saturday, I was like, I'll just call around. But everybody was closed and they're going to be closed until Tuesday.
You'll get phone calls Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll get phone calls Tuesday. But it's so annoying. It's leaking so much. I didn't know
what you were going to try to put.
I tried. Mom, first I got putty.
Yes. Cool.
And it was like, can't even work underwater because this pipe won't stop leaking. I turn off the water. But it's connected to, you know how like water happens, but you turn it off and there's still water in the pipes.
Right.
So all of the water that's in all of the pipes throughout my entire sprinkler system's front yard and backyard, even if there's no water flowing, it's still all coming to this one part where this leak is. And we keep having to turn the sprinklers back on so the water keeps filling back up in the pipes. So anyway, I got this putty. It was like water weld is what it was called. It says works underwater. And I was like, great, because this isn't going to stop leaking, which means it needs to be able to, you know, adhere in water. So that did not adhere in water at all. It was like leaking through the putty. And
oh,
I was like,
no,
this doesn't even make sense. So then I got this tape stuff, this like meshy tape that like a dry solid. And I did that and I did it as tight as I could and like rubbed it. So it was like, you know, going everywhere. But the water pressure was so strong. The leak was so strong that as it was drying, the water built up inside of it and created a hole out the bottom side.
No.
And it's just so, and then I tried to put putty over that hole and it just, I gave up. Tuesday, I'll call places, but I don't know who's going to be available. I know I could call a plumber, but a plumber would be so expensive. Like, plumbers are just more expensive than sprinkler guys. So, that's been...
What about the plumber dude who came out the first time?
He said, get a sprinkler guy. We would charge you too much. I was like, like, made friends with him, and he was like, don't call us.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Now, what if the sprinkler guy comes out and goes, you're going to need a plumber for this?
It won't. I know exactly what it is. I know exactly what it is. Mardo Grande Ballinger says, are you going to put up other merch designs? I'm asking to see if I should buy these or should I wait for more? I will put up more merch designs, but these ones won't be available anymore. So we're doing like, these are available for 6 weeks, then they're going to be taken down. And other ones will become available. Now, if something is like, people are like, put this one back up, put this thing back up, it might come back up.
Yeah.
But that's just how the merch company runs. I'm with Fanjoy now and I'm playing their game. And this is how they do it. They say, put this up, we take it down and we'll put more up. So that's what it is. I do want to put out some socks.
Oh,
I want to put out some socks. And there's a few other things I want to put out, but I'm new with them. So they can't do really cool stuff with me yet until they know that my stuff does well.
Yeah,
so they're like, we're not going to put in a bunch of effort to making fanny packs and socks and, you know, cool stuff if nothing sells. So right now it's all basic stuff until I get a rapport going with them. Jessica asked, does editing Rachel ever look at a video that you made and think, why did I do or didn't do that?
Okay. Probably all the time.
All of the time. I get furious with myself. Editing Rachel gets so mad at filming Rachel because I'll be like, nothing's in shot. Like when I'm like testing something or baking something, I'm like, where's the camera? where are you pointing this? Or I'll be like, oh, I'll just do this in editing. And then editing to me is like, no, I didn't. Why didn't you just do it while you were filming?
Yeah.
I just get mad at myself because I either don't think far ahead or I try and think far ahead. And then I go, no, why'd you do that? I don't want to do it now. So there's a lot of fighting that happens within myself. Sam Court wants to know, what's the last thing you baked in the kitchen? Mom, what's the last thing you baked in the kitchen?
Oh, it was really good. It was a chicken fajita thing, but you put it in with pasta and you bake it.
Ooh.
It's yummy.
That sounds good.
It was good.
I don't know the last thing I baked, but I made chocolate covered frozen bananas the other
day. That one looked yummy.
Yeah.
Colleen's
like, this is easy. You can do it. And it was, and I did, and it's delicious. It's a great summer snack because it's not that bad for you. If you get like not like super bad for you chocolate chips, it's like a frozen banana and some, I put dark chocolate on it and bada-bing. It's good.
It's good and refreshing.
I love cold things. Emily wants to know, do you have any Memorial Day plans?
This is it.
Here we are.
Trent, go get that chicken out of my corn. Thank you. Thank you.
You don't live on a farm, and yet you said, go get that chicken out my corn.
Well, the little Kelly hopped right up there in my corn patch.
Well, she knows where the good stuff is.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have any Memorial Day plans.
No.
I'm annoyed because I usually go to the grocery store on Mondays. But I can't go because it's a holiday and I'm not going on a holiday.
No.
I do not go places on weekends or holidays, y'all. And then Renee wants to know how my new microwave is. Mom, I got a microwave.
I know. I'm very excited for you.
I'm very happy about it because I melted some chocolate in it for my bananas. And then the other day I had to run over to Colleen's, but it was dinner time, but I didn't have anything to eat. Boom.
Burrito.
Had a frozen burrito. Popped that sucker in.
And you were worried about what was in it.
No, not that burrito.
Oh.
We ordered burritos from Sharky's.
Oh.
Okay.
Been so long since I've had out food.
We eat out, which is why I can't hug you.
It's been forever since I've had out food.
I'm a little more risky than the rest of my family, meaning like I go to the grocery store and I order takeout. Well, woo!
You don't have asthma.
I'm so dangerous. One of our favorite food is Mexican food, like just delicious.
Should have had my fajitas.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. But as a vegan, it is that first bite is so risky because you have no idea what's going to be in it. Absolutely no idea. And like you could unwrap it and look, but you can never wrap it up the same.
No,
it's never going to be the same.
It's going
to. No. Yeah. You have to just accept it for what it is, take a bite, look in it before you chew, and go, yeah, okay, this is fine.
Is that cheese?
Is that cheese? That's all I have to talk about today.
All right.
That's the whole kit and caboodle. All right. Well, I love you, Mom. I will see you this week.
I love you too, and I cannot wait.
Woohoo. All right. You want to take us out?
Well, we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.